Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I think this has been
the best intro so far.
I like when we go with cold, but still.
Welcome to the number one franchise in our podcasting world. It's Clem Kush, Clem and Kush. And today happens to be Clem Kush 9. Am I right, sexy boy?
I can't believe it, Bubba.
Am I right, sexy boy?
It feels like it's been a month and a half of podcasts. And it has been.
Today we'll have.
I love this song. I fucking love it. I wonder how people. I always fade it out pretty quick at the end, but I always wonder if people want to hear the whole thing.
I'm just a sexy boy. Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy, toy.
Who else? Who else sang their own intro song?
I don't know. I don't know if a lot. I
not many.
Yeah. So it's Clem Kush 9. Today's guest is a guy that's been pretty much thrown out of radio. I don't know that he'll ever work in radio again.
Again!
Him and I probably have a lot in common. I've had to scratch my way back from radio, you know, the radio blackball list, so to speak. I think that he is going to be blackballed for a very long time.
Really?
I think that radio...
Like blackball Bubba for this?
Yep, because radio sticks their head in the sand and wants to be scared of anything. And now, you know, a couple people who don't like you, which is usually your competition, can wreak havoc with just, you know, a couple of Twitter accounts.
Well, I think that...
You've seen it.
I have. Maybe radio, corporate radio, as we know it, or knew it might be done with them, but I think other forms of entertainment or other platforms, I don't think would be done with them for what he did. I don't think he, you know, deserved to be canceled forever.
No, well, I mean, neither did I.
Yeah.
But, you know, he will be. It's just, you know what, I was on the early stages of the cancel culture. He's, you know, fist deep in the cancel culture.
What he did, you would do that like every single day.
It's not a big deal.
It's tame. You got arrested. Like you did some shit.
Yeah, killed hogs and had my best friend fuck my wife.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And what if
tapes and ratings deals and all kinds of shit.
What if you still were with Heather and I was a single man? I'm just saying.
Oh,
I would never have been worthy of an invite.
No, I don't even want to get into that, why that happened, how
it
happened.
I didn't know if I was ever worthy.
It was just a thing.
No, I know it's a thing, but I just didn't know if I'd be worthy. I'm not. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Stop it, buddy. It was a thing that we were into.
All right, I thought it was Clem and Kush and we were buddies. That's the name of the podcast.
Oh, is that what you're going with now? If I was with my wife, would I let you fuck her?
No, because you said that you're not a buddy fucker when I first met you. I don't know why you felt like telling me that, but you go, I'm not a buddy fucker. I go, thank you.
I wasn't a buddy fucker. I was a let my buddy fucker, and guess what? It fucked my life up.
Well, you know, now we're going to put
I'm
it
gonna on. I'm going to say, hey, Joe Steele, you think your life's fucked up? Phew.
I don't know if he feels like his life is fucked up. From what I know about him, and I've watched him on Twitch a couple of times, he seems to be handling everything okay, and he looks like he has a nice Twitch audience. So I don't know if he started Twitch right when he got fired or if he kind of started it before he got fired, which then he'd be smart and ahead of the game, which is something we talk about a lot.
Right. What happened? By the way, we're going to call him in like 3 minutes. What happened to you last night that...
Oh, man.
A few nights ago. What happened?
Oh, dude. It was... I know we talked about mental health and shit on our podcast. I had the most anxiety I've had in months last night.
And it seems like you're having this a lot. The last huge anxiety deal was the butthole deal, and now...
No, that's different. Bubba, that's different. Like, that sucked, and like that like kind of like fucked me up, because...
You know that we're doing a show? Who told you to come in? Who? Tariq, we're in the middle of the fucking show.
Wow. We're on the middle, and he comes in, and
King
starts,
Tut's here,
and then starts talking.
Oh hell yeah!
Who? Tarek, buddy.
We called you. Yeah, we did.
Tarek. Fuck, buddy. We're on the air. Thank you, though.
Oh man, I didn't know who it was.
I mean, that's like Radio 101.
Hasn't he walked in here before? Blitz almost killed him.
But how much? That's like, oh my god.
I know. Do you want me to edit that out or keep it in?
I don't know.
I'm keeping it in, baby. I don't edit things out of this.
I know, but it's just like, man.
What do you want to say? Just curse him out right now. You're pissed.
Fucking mad right now.
It got you out. Yeah.
Like, that's no respect. Like, I know that you. Like, that's just not being. That's not fucking cool. When I'm on the air and you. If you got me something, which he did, he went and got me a cartridge. But listen,
he gave you a present.
But he could have. You don't have to deliver it right the fuck now. I'm on the air.
Well, you know, he's here. He's parking here. He just wanted to.
I'm telling Tara on him.
I did get a text.
Oh, there's certain protocol.
I got a text from Red a few minutes ago that Tarek was here. I'm sorry, I didn't see it until just now.
What if you're Aaron Rodgers' brother? And you, right before he's walking up to the huddle, you stick your head in the huddle and go, hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Well, he might do that because Aaron Rodgers, brother, wasn't he on The Bachelor or something? And they don't talk. Doesn't Aaron Rodgers hate his family?
Oh, you know
Aaron Rodgers and his family don't like each other.
Listen to me. What happened? Fucking Tarek.
We got to call Steel Toe Joe.
Please, Tarek, don't walk in my studios, motherfucker. God. No, what happened to...
All right, so I had it. The anxiety is the first...
Steel Toe Joe will wait.
Yeah, so the anxiety was it's the worst I've had in a while. Like, real, just out of nowhere anxiety. And it had been because of... I hadn't had my medication in a day and a half or 2 days, something like that. So I all of a sudden, like, my anxiety hit me at once, and, like, I was throwing up and stuff. But the worst thing is that...
What was making you anxiety?
It just comes out of nowhere, Bub. It's crazy. Like, all of a sudden...
Do you feel like the walls are closing in? Like, you're losing your breath?
Yeah, just everything, yeah. Like, I started sweating and
That's what happens when I walk upstairs. So, all right, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're fine. So, like, I got my medicine from Publix, and I was like, all right, I'm going to be okay. And then, like, you know, I was like, I'm going to go for a walk. So normally I will go for a walk with myself, but I was like, hey, you know, I asked Phoebe, I was like, hey, you want to go take the dogs and the baby and go for a walk? She's like,
now did Phoebe know that you're starting to get a little bit fucking
No,
freaked
she
out?
Did, but that's why I was like, let's go walk and I'll try to walk with the family, something I never do.
Right.
So Phoebe's getting ready and I'm like, hold on, I can't do this. Like, I felt myself, you know, I was getting sick. So I was like, I can't do this. So my daughter was outside, like, ready for the walk. So I had to go outside. So then
So she's already been promised there's a walk on deck.
Right.
And you can't let her down.
But she saw me throwing up. So, because Phoebe was inside. Yeah, I mean.
I don't have any sound effects.
So she's like, Daddy, what's that? She's like, Daddy, why are you spitting? What is that? And like, we don't need the sound effects, Bob. It's a serious, I mean, you know.
No, I was just wanting to backfill Evergreen.
No, they know the backfill, Willie. So.
Okay, sorry.
She's like, Daddy, why are you spitting and all this stuff? And I couldn't even answer because I just was like, oh, my God. I can't believe she's seeing me, and I can't believe I'm doing this in front of her.
Did
and
you
I feel
brush
like,
your teeth? You're always supposed to brush your teeth after you puke because the enamel from your stomach goes to your deal.
Eventually. So, yeah. So so Phoebe took her on a walk, and it took me a little while, but I was finally able to get right. And then so
– After you got right, did you go join the family mid-walk? Or
this was hours later. It took me hours to feel better. And then so I went in. I told my daughter. She's like She's like, so why were you spitting? And I said, Daddy was throwing up. And she's like, what's that? And I was like, well, sometimes you don't feel well. I was like, your food comes up, like, you know, through here, through your mouth. And she's like, well, that's funny. And I go, yeah, I guess it is. So
let Daddy.
Yeah, so she thought it was a funny deal. But it was something I didn't want my daughter to ever see me have an anxiety attack.
I understand
attack.
That.
That made me feel like a loser.
But what triggered it? Do you have any idea?
No, just out of nowhere. I don't.
Do you have your mentals dialed in or do you need to redial
it? Phoebe thinks that I've had a lot. There's been a lot of shit that's been going on lately. And Phoebe thinks that. It all caught up to me, and she thinks that throwing up is a way that I like.
It caught up to me Sunday. I had a mini anxiety, in fact, in front of my whole fucking family.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You throw up?
No, I don't throw up. Look at me.
I know, but you get nauseous? What happens?
No, I don't ever get nauseous.
Well, I mean, what negative effects do you feel from your anxiety?
I just get mad as fuck.
Oh. Well, that sounds like something you can calm down. You know, like, you can calm down the anger, can't you?
Well, I was in my recliner, and the Packers scored a touchdown. Then I got happy.
Oh, was that a... It could have been that bad.
It was about like, so Roger Stone texted me on Sunday and said, hey, don't forget, I got a Monday, Tuesday deal. And then I knew Monday I had to be at the track with, you know, the big, the Lucas guys all day. Remember I double booked myself?
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck! Monday's going to absolutely suck. I got to do the show. I got to run up to Ocala. I got to then run back. I got to fucking grab Roger Stone. I got to do that. I was like, I can't fucking take this. There's only one of me. There's only fucking one of me. I can only go in so many fucking directions.
I understand. You felt like you were letting Roger Stone down.
I did. So, anyway.
So, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Let's call this guy.
Okay.
Let me see here.
I don't think he's on the air right now, but if he is...
I don't know anything about this guy.
If he is, we might have to keep it PG-13 for a show, for live.
Well, what show would he be on?
He does like a show for At Work, and then he does a raunchier show.
Well, I'm gonna have to get to.
Yeah, you'll get the Steel Toe Joe update.
Yeah,
that's what this is all about.
Right.
Hello.
Hey, Joe, it's Bubba.
Joe. Who's Joe?
Hey, listen, buddy. Don't start trying to shtick me up. Don't.
It's Aaron.
Okay, I didn't. Is that your real name, Aaron?
Yes, Aaron's my real name, Bubba.
Okay, so I'm just saying, I don't know. I just know you as what your radio program that got you in trouble is, and so I didn't know what your real name is. So
my name on the show was Aaron, too.
Well, what was the show? Something to do with the Steel Toe Morning Show?
Yeah, that's my show. Oh, no, did they put my name as Joe? I don't mind that they totally buried me in the whole thing. I just wanted them to get my name right.
All right, so is your name Aaron?
My name is Aaron.
All right, and you're the host, you were the host of the Central Minnesota Morning Show, correct?
Yeah, the Steel Toe Morning Show was and is, yeah, mine. Correct.
Okay, hosted by you, Aaron.
Yeah.
And now... where is your radio history? You know, where are you? Where did you come from, Aaron? Like, what, you know, what, where did you start? Where are you? I think you were just in Central Michigan. I mean, Central Minnesota.
I was born and raised in the north suburbs of Minneapolis. And then I went to school. I started in Litchfield, Minnesota, which is basically a farming community in Central Minnesota. Went to Wilmer, which is another one. And then over to St. Cloud, over to, Rockin' 101, and had a lot of success there until the day that, I had to leave.
Aaron, before all that happened, did you have like a podcast or Twitch? Did you have anything established, or did you do all that after they forced you to leave?
We actually did a really cool thing. We had a company that had their head up their ass the entire time and didn't know what we were doing in the morning. Basically, they had a show on, they had a syndicated show on that wasn't doing well. I think they were like in 12th place. And they made a deal with me. This company was not known for spending money, kind of a family radio company that had been around for 50 years, ran it out of their shirt pocket. And they told us, come on aboard. We'll let you run all the sales. We'll let you run all the marketing. We'll let you just kind of do what you want. And they gave me a pittance up front. But I got to do all the sales. So that's where we really got to be very lucrative after a while. And we just started doing things ever checked on us.
How long were you, you know, at Rockin' 101?
6 years this past August. So about almost 6.5 years.
All right. And you were probably considered kind of the shock jock of the community, so to speak. I've kind of watched a little bit of your stuff. And, it's Bubba Howard, Man Cow-ish, kind of. Am I kind of right?
We were, you name the shows from back then. I mean, I'm 33. It was Howard, and of course, you were on in the afternoon at Sirius for a while there. And then, I hate to say this, Bubba, this has been a real, we've struggled. We've really fought with this. We were also Opie and Anthony fans, and all I remember you saying about Opie and Anthony was, those nerds.
Yeah,
and
you know, so it was really... but hold on, you're right. In the midst of the battle, I did, but I've since befriended both of them, and I'm trying to do a show with Opie, so I got a lot of respect for those guys. You know, I mean,
you're trying to do a show with Opie? Good.
Yeah, I am trying to do a show with Opie.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit, okay. Yeah. Well, can the Clement Kush franchise still be alive even if you go with Opie?
Yeah, I can do Bubba and Opie and Bubba and Kush.
All right, and the painting?
And the painting.
Okay.
You know, and whatever. So, Aaron... you know, you probably had some, I've watched and listened to a little bit of your show, and you kind of got that, you know, male skewing, rock, edgy say it like it is kind of delivery. And I think that's kind of what you did, you know, while at Rock 101, right? I mean, did you come right out of the box this abrasive, or did you, you know, graduate into it like we all do?
No, I was pretty much abrasive right off the bat. I mean, our biggest thing was, and we always said this, whenever people got upset, whenever there were letters, whenever our sponsors were getting called, we were just like, we're sitting here, we just like to make fun of people and make fun of each other. That's it. Radio is so bad and radio is so awful that we just said, I want to do a show that I would listen to. And that's what we did. And I mean, when we left just a couple of weeks ago here, I mean, men 18 to 34, we were doing 40 shares and we were number one, 12 plus. I mean, we were at the top of the world. We'd never been higher in that market. And
you got fired over just what you said on the air, that there was nothing else going on behind the scenes. Like, just, and I think Bubba has the audio, but it seems ridiculous to get fired over that.
Well, she played the bullying deal. That's where this girl flanked you, so to speak. Now, Aaron, have you thought about, as wrong or not wrong is what you said, and I have some of the audio, have you tried to apologize?
I did. Here's what I did. I basically, so we went after this station in Iowa, and one thing I want to point out, this is the only thing that bothered me in the articles. They said we were mad that we didn't get the job in Des Moines. We applied for that job on the air as a joke because the company kept talking about, we're going to try and syndicate you guys to smaller markets, still kind of small markets, see how it goes. And they weren't doing it. So we just applied ourselves as kind of a gag on the air. And then when we didn't get it, we jokingly said, well, let's listen to what they picked instead of us. And we started ragging on that show. We started making fun of
them. And that's classic, you know, Howard versus John DiBella, Bubba versus a lot of people, Opie.
Right.
That's just kind of what, you know, that's what our type of people do. And you know, it's not that big a deal.
Right. And so, thank you, Johnny. And so
Who's Johnny?
Johnny's our co-host on Mondays and Tuesdays, Johnny K. He's got MS. He's a very funny comedian, and he's our license to do MS material, I think.
Oh, okay.
You know what MS is, Bubba?
Yeah, multiple sclerosis, or whatever the hell it's called. Yeah. Yeah. It's a very serious situation. Isn't that what Jerry Lee Lewis used to have telethons about?
Oh, what was it MS, or was it
muscular dystrophy?
Oh, okay.
Muscular dystrophy. So
not the same thing.
I don't know.
But, you know, kind of, right?
It's the same neighborhood, right, Johnny?
Right. It's a degenerating condition. It's technically the same.
Nobody's doing a telethon.
Nobody's upward inflection.
Nobody's doing a telethon for Johnny, but needless to say, welcome, Johnny. So you guys have this new girl. Her name's Heather. Which, by the way, I gotta tell you, Aaron, you were kind of wrong. And I'm not trying to take one side or the other, but she's not nearly as unattractive as you said she was, because she's pretty hot, actually.
She is. You know what? We saw one picture of her like years ago in Seattle, and we just kind of went out there. Now, first of all, what you guys hear in that 6 minutes is, I got to say, beautifully edited. It should win an award because look, man, I'm happy with where we're doing great on Twitch. We should have done this a while ago. But so I can say, totally fair. I mean, before and after every single one of those things, it's myself and Adrian Washington, the guy who was co-hosting on Fridays. We were laughing and going, this is so stupid. We're being dumb. I mean, it was so over the top sarcastic, and they just go ahead and cut all of that out. If their goal was to get me, goddamn, did they nail it. They did a good job.
Now, did she put the piece of audio that most of the industry has heard?
You're right.
The laser people, did they put that together? That was like a
word. No, I think what...
The worst of the steel toes?
Yeah. I think what happened was she has a friend in Washington, in Seattle, who she worked with, who has like 100,000+ followers on TikTok. She put it up there on TikTok, and then that exploded. And, I mean, we've been through this before, so we were like, this is nothing. And they really went hard on this one. And I know that
Go ahead.
Well, Bubba, I was going to say, that's a new way to get buried. You've never been buried on TikTok before. You've been buried in other ways, but that'd be a new way for you to get taken down.
True. Aaron has outdone me on getting buried. I haven't been buried on TikTok yet. I've had FCC meetings about me. I've been on trial a couple different times for radio. I've had some slander and libel suits. I've won them all, but I've not been buried on TikTok.
Aaron, you got something up on me, buddy.
Bubba, you've got me beat on one thing, though. My family has a pig roast every year. I never broadcast a single one of them.
Yeah, you're a better man than me, my friend, because I actually was in handcuffs for that as well.
Oh,
so
man.
So let me just play a little bit of this. Aaron, hold on here.
Little shit eater. I said her career is finished, and she's awful at radio. Fish and stupid on Twitch. Uh-oh, Heather is responding to people on Facebook. We have to write to Laser1033. Their morning show is seeing it, chastising and harassing Laser1033. Just shut up.
Isn't this in the spirit of radio competition, or is this no longer allowed? I'm just, like, wanting to know for my own. I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to the clips still to this day, and there's a couple of them that even I laugh at. I go, that was funny. There was one where I said, I wish I could dress her all in red and drop her off in a Crip neighborhood. I mean, if you think I actually mean that, you're out of your mind. And, well, in fact, we said that in the clips. They cut that out.
The actually, in, you know, as I've had some First Amendment cases, and the legal system, the more outlandish and unbelievable something is, the more it's protected. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Right.
You know, like
under parody and satire.
In Falwell versus Flint, one of the reasons why Larry Flint was one is because, you know, really you couldn't, people wouldn't really think that Jerry Falwell's mom was inside of a white an outhouse doing the things that they alleged that she did. So, you know, this is very outlandish and very, you know, very under the guise of parody or hyperbole.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just goes to show you how quickly people can organize against you with a relatively small amount of people that probably don't live in your community, that probably aren't exposed to your advertisers, but can completely get you canceled. Now, Aaron, was there a possibility where your management came to you and said, hey, let's apologize? Let's really, really apologize and maybe have you do some community service for anti-bullying or something like that, and we can get your gig back. Have you done that?
It didn't quite get to that point. Where it got to was they told me, and being a fan of you and ONA and stuff like that, when I heard this, I went, I think we're in trouble here. They go, okay, here's what we need you to do. Stay off social media for the week and the weekend. Just disappear. And I went, ah, shit. And then,
Did you?
I did. What I did was the next day, see, that night, my girlfriend and I were starting to devise a plan that we've been doing for a while. We had Twitch when we were on the radio. I own the copyright to the Steel Toe Morning Show. It's all mine. The Twitch channel was all mine. And we were doing good numbers on there. We're like, with the audience we have here, we can do this online and probably do better, which we are so far, fingers crossed. So I start thinking, man, I really don't want them to bring me back. Wednesday, they came to me and said, you own the Steel Toe Facebook page. You own the Twitch. We want control of that. We'll bring you back, but you have to give us all of that. And in my mind, that was it. I went, you guys could delete those pages, burn me down, fire me, and I got no way to talk to my audience.
So they were basically, well, not only that, but they were trying to, whatever you could monetize, be able to take it and, you know, take that away from you.
Right, they were. And that's when I just wrote back to them. I said, I'd like to offer my resignation as long as I'm compensated for, you know, the commissions and the salary I have coming. I won't defame the company. We'll walk away.
Have you got a hold of her?
I wrote to them once and apologized and said, hey, you know, if you really were hurt by it, then, you know, I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings, right? We're having fun on the radio. We're busting balls. She was coming back at us. She was saying, oh, we got a show picking on us. They're doing a show from their basement, just a bunch of little boys.
And we're like, oh, we're in mom's basement.
Yeah, podcasters in their mom's basement. It's like, oh, we're having fun. Okay.
We're dancing here. Let's dance, right?
That's what I thought. Bubba, you and I are both wrestling fans. I thought we were working.
With you, and then we'll move on. Laser, we're going to drive this.
I'm not a wrestling fan. I've been involved in wrestling as well.
Wrestling, Bubba. What are you talking about?
I am a fan, but I've also been part of the business a little bit, too. So don't fanboy me out there, Steel Toe.
But that's why you got in the business, is because you were a fanboy.
don't fanboy me out, my friend. Come on now. I mean, I'm the only human being that wrestled for the WWF, the WCW, and the AEW all in the same year. Or no, not
I'm
the,
sorry,
no.
Bubba.
I'm the mark. And, I apologize.
And
I'm
Aaron,
the mark.
He's got a finishing move. It's the second rope Bubba Splash.
Hold on, Aaron.
You know,
hold on.
They're insane.
Hold on now. Hold on. I'm listening to some of this.
Is what we're going to do. Fish, he's a smart guy. He doesn't have this sassiness that this Heather does. We will yank
it. It looks like now, Seth, you got to be afraid of women, too. Like, you can't even, like, have fun at a woman's expense. Like, even under the guise of competition. Now, this isn't some woman that's working at Target. This isn't a school. This is a woman that is your immediate competition, right?
Right.
Now,
yeah,
so,
and, you know, not only – yeah, go ahead.
But, like, you know, the new – Seth, you know the Vanderbilt kicker, the girl that's kicking?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if she was to go and kick and slouch it off and then the defense came in, are they supposed not to tackle her? Because she's a girl.
It looked like everybody kind of left her alone when she went for her extra point kick. Yeah.
Can you imagine if you were the middle linebacker that went and clotheslined her? How cool that would be.
Yeah, I don't.
Hold on, I
out of her. We will yank this sassiness and her soul out through a microphone. She's finished.
Now, Aaron, what did you say? What did you say when you, like, go to their Facebook page, go there and write post and say, "Oh my God, I can't believe that Heather has used the N-word in her private time." That's not – now, see, Aaron, that's not cool.
Geez.
Now, see, that's where you kind of probably jumped the shark.
Right, but, Bubba, again, before and after, we disclaimed. We went, this would be a stupid thing. This would be funny if we did this. And then afterward going, now, of course, she doesn't use the N-word, but it's just a silly thing. Like, it was so chopped to hell, and we were being so stupid. I can understand where you hearing it like that, you would go, is this guy out of his goddamn mind? But we were being so dumb.
And again,
did you guys disclaim after you said that the long disclaimer where you're like, listen, we know she doesn't use the N-word. She's a great, you know, maybe you should have talked about how hot she was. I think you could have.
Oh, Bubba, if you're telling me that I made some mistakes, I'm certainly with you there. I can redo a lot of the things I probably would have done it differently.
Yeah, and that's the pot calling the fucking kettle black. I mean, you know, who am I?
Right?
Who am I to yell at this guy from Des Moines, Iowa, when I've fucked up my entire life on stupid shit like this?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bubba. Could have used you a couple weeks ago. Oh, but
hold on. Hold on. Hold on here.
Oh, do you guys want to call in? This Heather has the audacity to speak up. No! She will not be allowed to speak up. We will bury her.
It just goes to show you that you can't be outlandish. You can't have any showbiz. I mean, you can't even be dumb. You can't even be dumb.
Do you know what a lunatic I would be if that's what I really meant, yelling like that?
Aaron, do you feel like your show's in a better spot now than when you were on the radio a few weeks ago?
Oh, my God. If I would have known the support we had and the audience that would have come with us and what they were willing to do for us and the advertisers that came with, I would have done this a long time ago. But, you know, sometimes you need to be shoved out of the nest to take that chance. You know, you become complacent at these stations. You got good numbers. Yep. The money's coming in. Now we're doing this. And
I was making millions in regular radio, and it all came to an abrupt stop with some stupid shit that I did, which forced me to do what I'm doing, similar to what you're doing. And of course, I'm not making the kind of money I did, but I'm doing pretty well. I'm surviving with the staff in my own building and my own studio. So,
and Bubba, he was smart. He got in before, like, you know, he had the Twitch and everything going before he got fired or whatever,
right,
he resigned.
Right.
So that was smart. We talk about that all the time, that guys aren't thinking ahead.
You know, radio guys, our fellow radio brethren, are not necessarily building the infrastructure it's going to take when you get your ass fired, because it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. The Beasleys, the Cox, the iHearts, the Intercoms, the Cumuluses, they don't want anybody that does what Aaron does, what I do. There's no more funny or cynical or parody or hyperbole or making fun. There's just no more fun-spirited shock or editorial left in regular radio. It's either angry white guy political radio or stick your head in the sand, play 8 records an hour, and be scared, really scared of everything. That's all it is.
It's remarkable. It's remarkable. I've been telling radio people in St. Cloud, I've been saying, own your social medias, own your show, be a personality. And I get called an asshole. I'm a shock jock. I'm a piece of garbage. And it's the only thing that saved my ass when this whole thing happened. I'm trying, you know, you get tired of telling people the same thing over and over and then just kind of being criticized for it. And you go, you know what? I'll just do it all for me then. Forget it.
I feel you, buddy, and I don't think what you said or did is fireable. I think they could have turned it around and made it a really good thing by getting involved in an anti-bullying campaign
and without having to take all the things that you own and anything away. They could have suspended you for 2 weeks and had you come back with a personal apology to her and an anti-bullying campaign and continue your 40 share Men 1849, you know?
Yeah. I think what they were going to do, I think they were going to bring me back, but the conditions under which they were bringing me back, I couldn't do. And I thought, if I'm going to ever go digital, now is the time. We got to jump in and hope it works. Otherwise, I've had 6 years of sales experience. I'd hate to let the broadcasting skills and how much I love it go to waste, but I'll always have something. I'll be okay. But we're trying this digital thing now, and it's unbelievable how quickly it's surpassed our projection.
So now,
I like this guy, Bubba. I like his style.
This guy cuts through. There's not a lot of people that cut through, and this guy cuts through. He really does. I mean, I hear a lot of my young self in him, and you know.
Oh, now he's worried. He's like, "Fuck."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of me now.
Yeah. do some of the stuff I did, and a lot myself that I didn't do.
He's like Roman Reigns. Stay away from my girlfriend.
So Aaron, I mean, the only thing I would think as I've gotten a little bit older and wiser is that if you really, really had a heartfelt apology to Heather, that they couldn't asshole you up as much as they have, because they've assholed you up. They've creatively edited this. They've made you make really, really bully her more so than you did. They didn't put any of your disclaimers or any of your, you know, this is obviously a joke. We could never talk like that. That's nowhere to be found. But I mean, you know, as you're on my platform and potentially yours, have you had a heartfelt apology to her just so they can't ever say that you didn't sincerely try?
We posted one, I posted one personally on social media apologizing to her and everything else. And then her lackeys and the mob came after that and started going, "We don't accept it. You suck, blah, blah, blah." And in that moment, when I was still getting started, they started saying stuff about my daughter and stuff like that. And I took that down, and I didn't say anything mean, but I took it down. And in my mind, I was like, you know what? I tried to give you something. I'm not blaming Heather for it, but it was, if you guys are going to behave this way, forget it. You're not getting it out of me. I took like a, what was it? I took an Eminem stance. I am whatever you say I am.
But I know,
I got really frustrated.
But now, hold on now. If her lackeys and her supporters are the ones that said that, but she didn't, I think within the industry, having been a little older and wiser now, that you should use my forum, which is a pretty large forum, to sincerely apologize to her. If you would want to do that, keep her lackeys and the things. Now, I don't think that she's personally said anything against your about your child or anything like that.
No,
and that
no,
way,
no, 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 no.
And maybe at that point, leave it with that. And that, you know, you take this opportunity to sincerely say you're sorry, and it's over. Like, it's over. It's done with. And you're going to do your thing. She'll do hers, and let the lackeys and whatever, you know, do whatever they're going to do.
Oh, am I sorry that what I said put her through all this? Oh, absolutely. Like I said, what we were doing was so sarcastic. I'm no monster or anything. Of course I apologize to her. I hope she does great, Bubba. I hope she does so well in the business, makes a bunch of money, has great family, and lives to a long, ripe age surrounded by loved ones. I wish the same thing for radio people that I wish for myself. I do. When we're going after someone on the radio, we're trying to make people laugh. We're goofing on people. Yes, there's a target. Yes, there's a victim to the comedy, if you will. But if anyone's ever bothered by it, we'd sit down and talk to him anytime.
I got to tell you, he's kind of an Ed Till Young Man Cow mix, is he not, Seth?
I don't know. I never listened to either one of those guys. But
I was never a man cow guy. I was never a man cow guy.
You got a man cow type delivery, which is not bad at all. I think that you cut through. Hopefully, Aaron, Heather, as a fellow broadcaster, knows that it's in the spirit of competition. I think it's kind of...
Can she get over it at this point?
No, but hold on. I think it's kind of dirty the way that they edited it out and really, really buried Aaron. And, you know, Aaron, I'm pulling for you. You know, I'm on the same digital platforms you are on. And I don't know of a lot of people, and we still have, you know, 7 or 8 affiliates. I don't know of a bunch of people from regular radio that have poured to your support, and I don't support what you said, but I support your ability to say it and support your ability to say you're sorry, and I certainly do not appreciate people editing you and trying to do a hatchet job and make you look worse than you already did. And so, you know, I don't know. Am I the only guy in regular radio that's reached out and try to, you know, offer you not a helping hand, but at least hear your side of the story?
Publicly, nobody. But I mean, privately, you wouldn't. I mean, privately, a lot of people who are like, hey, man, I hope this Twitch thing works out great. You got a great. I mean, competing radio stations. I mean, competing radio guys in the morning. First of all, they're thrilled to death because they got the belt back. I mean, they're going to get to be number one. They're going to be doing great. So I think a lot of those guys were texting me privately being, hey, thanks for really eating this one for us. We really appreciate it, pal. But no, I don't disagree with you at all when you said you don't agree with what I said. Hell, Bubba, I don't agree with what I said, and that was the point. So, radio people, yeah, they've reached out, they've been nice, and I've said
worse things about women that are my competition, and you know,
it's, and that are your coworkers,
and that are my coworkers. I mean, if we've all chose to be on the radio and be public figures and what have you, you know, we all have to open ourselves up to that scrutiny. I find this just most disturbing that this was your competition, and you're no longer you can no longer make fun of your competition if she's a female. Yeah. If she's a female, and I just okay. It's ridiculous. And you know, trust me, Aaron, you're in. I know that a lot of people, a lot of old timers and what have you, say sometimes there's a silver lining in a dark cloud, but trust me, you're in the right direction now. This is going to be a blessing in disguise, having to get off of the regular radio, you know, that bullshit. What the fuck just
did your chair break?
No, your picture fell again.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God damn it, he was saying something nice about me. Get it together.
Shit. Sorry, Bubba's got a picture of me behind him, yeah. And it's been breaking a lot.
But listen, Aaron, I want you to keep in touch with me, and I do support you privately and publicly. And, you know, I think, you know.
Do you
think,
support Aaron and Steel Toe Joe?
I don't.
Yeah, I'm a Steel Toe Joe, Bubba. He needs help, too. He's got a family.
He's a real asshole. I don't have anything to do with that guy. I like that Aaron guy. Aaron cuts through. Steel Toe Joe is pretty much a jobber. Get rid of that guy.
Yeah.
See, you know, I should call
Abe Knuckleball Schwartz at this point.
Heather, did she fight back at all? She just lay down and play the bullying card?
She fought back when we were doing it quite a bit. The other guy, this is the funny part, the other guy was kind of being a bitch, and Heather was the one who was like, hey, these guys, they're in their mom's basement. They're what a bunch of idiots, blah, blah. And that's what kind of got us excited. We went, ooh, all
someone
right.
Someone wants to play. We're going to play.
I like to play. This is fun. This is exciting. And then she turned around and just buried one right in my back. Good for her. That was a good move. That was a Tywin Lannister move. That's some Game of Thrones shit she pulled on
me.
Well,
the thing that bothers me is the big Twitch or the TikTok video that got shared. One of the captions on it is, audio doesn't lie. And it's like, well, when you take the rage
out of it. Yeah, but it did lie. Yeah, but that's fine. You guys got me.
So you guys are doing good. You two are doing good.
Bubba, it's unbelievable. Two things. One, yes. It's going unbelievable. We set out a business model. We had everything ready. We were prepared for this, which was lucky on us. But the projections we had were very conservative because you don't want to go too crazy. And we're blowing past them already. We're so happy. And part of the reason is, and I got to thank you guys for this, Bubba, you mostly, and your whole staff. The Bubba Army has been so unbelievably supportive of us. I mean, coming over and saying, you know, of course, they're big fans of you. So they come over and go, oh, Bubba's talking about you. You sound like a good guy. All right, piss off. I'm going back to Bubba. But we do a show at night, and they've been really coming in. There are a lot of Bubba Army emotes and all that stuff. When we're doing our evening show, 7 to 9 on Twitch. They've been awesome. We couldn't have been as successful out of the gate without you and without the Bubba Army. I mean, we talk about it damn near daily on the show.
Well, listen, Aaron, I wish you the very best. I hope you keep in touch with me. And the only thing I would do is I would send a couple dozen roses to Heather just with one last apology. That makes you look like such a fucking good
guy. I know,
guy.
But this guy's got to raise like 8,000 bits now to send roses and stuff. I mean, come on, he's got a daughter.
He's got daughter school lunches.
Yeah, come on, just really, like he's working on bits now.
Oh. Yeah. What if
you know
I,
what?
Now, hold on. Hold on. What if I sent flowers to Heather on behalf of you? Say, hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge, and I had Aaron on my show, and he's super sorry about what you said, about what he said. And by the way, you got a nicer ass than he said. Because I got to tell you, Aaron, the Heather, the girl you were making fun of on what, Laser 103.3 or whatever the hell or not, what it is? I forget. Is that what it is? What they're on?
Yeah, yeah.
Because as soon as you started talking shit about her, I went and looked her up. And I got to tell you, Aaron, I don't know what kind of fucking models you're blasting nowadays, but she's pretty hot.
Yeah, no, I definitely, I will own up to a lot of things. And one of the things I will own up to is I definitely screwed that one up. She's a lot better looking than we gave her credit for. But the point was, I mean, it really takes the edge off it, Bubba, when you're hammering someone and go, oh, gosh, she's really good looking.
Maybe not. Hold on. That's where you're being a rookie right now, Aaron. You fucking hammer her, and then MS guy comes in and says, you know what, I'm looking at it, Joe or Steel, whatever the fuck they're calling you, and be like, you're wrong, man. She's hot. Then you turn it all around. You already got fucking heat on her. You already said the bad shit. Then you baby face on how hot she is, and you fucking ride out to the sunset, you dumbass.
Well, thanks a lot, Bubba. Where were you booking this shit Tuesday, November 20th?
I don't
Friday,
know.
November 20th.
MS Willie should have came in and said, oh, hold the presses.
We got Steel Toe Joe. We've got MS Willie.
Steel Toe Joe
didn't follow us to the Twitch show, so thank God you're not thinking of names for him.
Steel Toe Willie's fucking it up. He's getting heat with the fucking girl. All of a sudden, MS Willie comes in for a run-in, and he says, listen, fucking numbnuts, you're really too heavy-handed here. She's hot as fuck. And then you're like, oh, my God, let's get a picture of her. Oh, my God, look how hot the fuck she is. My Lord, we're
by
all
by God,
wrong.
It's MS Willie. By God, MS Willie is here to call her a 10.
MS Willie calls her a 10. I call her a 4. The bitch is at least an 8. I love her. That's what the fuck you say.
Thanks a lot, MS Willie. You really fucked us there.
I got to get a picture of this girl. What's her name, Heather what?
I wasn't even there that day. That's true.
You've
it was
seen
the black
her.
Guy's fault.
You've
how
seen
dare
her.
You, Johnny?
You've seen her, Bubba. You've
I know.
Seen her.
Heather what? What's her last name? Heather what? Help me out here.
Oh, God, I don't even remember. It's Fish and Heather.
Just type in Heather Laser 1033 or whatever it is.
Fish and...
Type in Heather, victim of shithead woman hater. That should come up.
Ian, I'm looking at her. She's fucking hot. She's got big jugs.
Heather Lee is her name.
Yeah, she's hot. I see a picture of her out fishing. What the fuck? Come on.
Well, Bubba. Oh, weird. Looks like I fucked up.
Newsflash. Ian fucking had it all wrong. That's what you should say.
Thanks a lot.
Newsflash. I had it all wrong.
Fucking John Madden telestrator out and circle all the places where I fucked up.
Newsflash. Aaron had it all wrong. He's regulated to fucking Twitch just like Bubba the Love Sponge.
At least I'm in good company.
You are. Listen, let's keep in touch, bud. And, God, she is. I'm pretty thirsty on her.
God, Bubba, you wrap up a call like a fucking Jewish mom. You've said let's keep in touch 3 times already.
I just can't get over her cleavage that she's pounding right now on the Fish and Heather deal.
God, he's got a steel-toed Joe Aaron. He's got a girl that works with him. I've seen her on the show at night.
Heather,
she's wearing an Adam Thielen jersey.
Hello, Heather. It's Bubba. And these two fucking jamokes over here don't know for a minute. Minnesota, don't the fuck they're talking about. I don't know how you good on the.
Oh.
I don't know how good you are on the radio, but my God, you got some kicking cleavage, and I'm so sorry for what these two guys said, and the MS guy's really sorry as well.
Hey, Bubba,
you guys should have brought the. You guys should have played the disabled card and said MS Willie is so very offended that his able-bodied host is a real dickhead like this.
Hey, by the way, Bubba, I wish you would quit pretending you're not going to do exactly that, by the way. You're saying it like you're kidding, but you're gonna swerve us the minute you talk to this girl.
No, I'm not talking to her. She'll never go on with me. I'm worse than you. I'm the big bad wolf fucking radio. If she's afraid of you, you think that bitch is going to go on with me? Google me, bitch. Everybody hates me.
You think if we got her, we would have you on right now?
Yeah.
We would have right to her.
Heather already said no. She said, get that fucking asshole that made fun of me on with his disabled motherfucking friend. Get those two stupid fucks on the air. I'm still on regular radio, Bubba.
Yeah, we couldn't get Floyd Mayweather, so we brought on Logan Paul. What are we going to do?
Oh, God. I know that you're so very sorry. I'm sorry for you.
Let's keep in touch.
If Heather said, hey, Aaron, in a strange twist of fate, I want to, you know, have you blast me. What would you say?
Let's see. Is April going to be able to download this podcast?
Who's April? Is April your wife?
Just say no.
No.
Just say no. Yeah, you know what? Tell her, you know what? I'm very, very sorry. And I think these apologies are best done in person, just so they seem more genuine.
Yeah, maybe I could do like you guys could go on a little coffee date or something. How far do you live from her? You know what? I take that back, Aaron. This is getting stalking real. We're going from bullying to stalking. Seth, we need to get the fuck out of here.
That's
we
what went I
from,
said. You tried to end this 3 times.
He got in trouble for bullying, and now I'm fucking stalking her.
I
fuck.
Know.
Well, maybe you should apologize. Let's go find this woman.
No, I'll tell you what I want to do. I would like to apologize to Heather on behalf of dumbass fucking Aaron and MS Willie, because I don't know about your radio talents, but you're very beautiful, and, you know, just to leave it at that. And
yeah, that sounds great, Bubba. I should put you in charge of PR, and you can handle my apology for me.
Well, let's just do one right now, really, like, over-the-top sappy, like, you know, real sappy shit. You know, that way the industry will probably end up playing it. I'll creatively release it. You know? I'll be like, you know.
Oh, fuck the industry. Fuck the industry.
Hi, this is Aaron, and I meant what the fuck I said.
Excuse me, but this is called doubling down.
Yeah, the only thing you were wrong with is that she's not fat and she's not a pig. She's beautiful with nice cleavage. That's what I'm saying.
And she doesn't use the N-word with her friends.
And she doesn't use the N-word with her friends.
We cannot confirm that, boys. We cannot confirm that.
Well, you motherfucking may, but I can. I can confirm that Heather is as clean as the wind-driven snow and that she has never used that term, and nor would she. She has a lot of fucking love in her heart and great cleavage, and we're all so profuse. I'm sorry I had Aaron on the air even speaking.
Me too. It's been a big mistake.
the next time I'm only going to call the MS Willie guy. Fuck Aaron.
Fuck Aaron. MS Willie. He's the guy. I'm finished. I'm done.
Hey,
no, you're right, Bubba. She's not fat. She's not ugly. That was me just totally projecting.
And she's still in regular radio, and you're not, bitch. Just like me. Just
one.
Just like me. There are no winners. I'll tell you who's losing. Everybody in radio's losing is exactly who's losing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they got to get on Twitch. They got to control their brand. They got to.
Hey, don't tell them all. Hey, don't be telling all the fucking Jamokes the secrets on how to do it, dummy.
Yeah, no, the iHeart ship is not on fire. Ride it into the ground. You're going to be great.
Hey, let's keep in touch, buddy.
Oh,
all right,
geez,
Aaron?
Fuck.
Hey, man, that sounds great. You guys have been awesome, and thank you so much for everything you've done for us.
MS Willie, man, keep in touch, kid.
Yeah, will do.
All right, buddy. Bye. Thanks.
He's not going to keep in touch, Bubba.
Well, the fuck they won't. It's the biggest name they ever spoke to in radio.
Well, did they say that the people up there in Minnesota privately had sent them DMs and stuff?
I don't know.
I don't know. There's some St. Cloud cloud.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm looking at this Heather.
Bubba, you are one. You are
she
one.
She is hot as absolute fuck. Look at those titties.
Yeah, she's.
Look at what?
I'm imagining.
Look at that titties.
I'm imagining her listening to this podcast right now.
Heather, I think you're a very attractive person, and I support you 100%.
She's already freaked the fuck out. Are you going to send her flowers? Because I would rather you just give me that money. I think that it would be better if you just gave me that money instead of sending her flowers. I think, you know, let Aaron handle it if he wants to.
I've already had my chance with one Heather in my life, and I fucked that up.
Yeah, Laser1033 is probably compensating. You're fine.
It's Fish and Heather in the morning. Laser 1033. We kicked Steel Toe's ass. Ran him out of town.
Hey, listen. Meow, meow, meow. We make fun of a lot of people on Twitch that have failed shows, but he's doing pretty well. So
hey,
you got to give him props on that.
I give that guy a ton of fucking props. He has. I'm telling you. That guy's got the cut-through factor, don't you? Soon as you talk
yes.
to somebody that's got the it factor, and oddly enough, I'm a very competitive radio guy, and I don't want to say that everybody sucks except me. He's pretty good. The guy's pretty damn good.
Well, I mean, you haven't heard him. You haven't heard him long form, Willie.
I can interview a guy and tell you whether
you don't know
yes,
shit.
Yes, I can. Motherfucker. I've been on radio 37 years.
Does that mean?
It means
it's changing, big boy.
When I interview somebody that's a good,
do I have the cut-through factor? Send me roses, fuck boy. Sick of your shit, sending all these other radio people flowers. What about me?
I didn't know you liked flowers.
I love flowers.
You fuck boy.
Oh my God, my wife loved those. What were those fucking things?
Placentas or pazientas. Or
poinsettias?
Poinsettias.
Oh my.
And who the fuck's idea was it for you to take it to her?
Kevin Hazlett.
You fucking asshole. I said, see those poinsettias?
I don't want to leave yet. I know I'm sexy. I've got the look. I got more in me, Sponge.
It was my idea when Kevin brought the poinsettias. I said, hey, why don't you take those to Phoebe's? And I guarantee you they got you some pussy, didn't it?
I don't remember. But
that got you pussy.
She said those were the most beautiful poinsettias she's ever seen.
As she was sucking your dick.
We don't bring up flowers when there's suckling going on. Let's talk some more, Bubba. I feel like we don't have any time together anymore, just you and I.
You brought those poinsettias Thursday.
Yeah.
Did you get pussy Friday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
or Sunday.
I don't
remember when
I got... What do you mean you don't know if
you
got pussy?
Why would I know what day
every
week?
Guy knows if he gets pussy or...
I've been getting the pussy for a long time, like 13, 14 years.
Did you fuck your wife over the weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
But I doubt it was because of the points in it. It was probably because she just felt fucking sorry for me. Was tired of me annoying her. Shit. I was sexting her during the Aaron interview.
I was playing with my balls in the grater yesterday.
I don't know why. You sick fuck. You already told me that.
I need to drain.
Hey, we don't have a lot of time together, Bubba. You and I. Are we good?
What do you mean? We're more than good.
Are you gonna get me? Are you extending me some presents for the holidays?
I'm buying you something.
Okay, because I don't have a lot. I don't have anything in return.
I'm buying you something, and you know what the fuck I'm buying you.
Oh, one of your paintings?
You are getting a painting.
Okay.
But you're getting something else, too.
What's the resale value on the paintings? What are they going for? They going for Banksy?
Buddy, I'm not going to give you any painting if you're going to sell it.
Oh, well, can you just not write on the back of it? Can we just make that promise? You can autograph it, but not personalize it? Just in case I want to pass it down.
No, I'm not going to personalize it. I'm just going to sign it like I do my standard.
Will you write paragraphs on the back of those fucking...
No, that was a different one that...
Oh, that was
under
the one...
different circumstances. Okay. It was a canvas in my personal life that I reused.
I understand.
No, you don't.
I don't. Now I see why we don't have any time together anymore. It's too tense.
It's not tense, buddy. It's just you're always zib-zabbing me for some more shit.
Of course.
I bought you two things. I mean, I bought you something and made you something. And you're automatically worried about what the resale value of what I made you is.
It's a lot. I wouldn't say I'm worried.
You're fucking skim-scamming
me. I'm curious. I don't think...
not curious.
I'm not cutting you out.
You're a wedge.
You'll get 10%. You're a wedge.
You're a fucking wedge.
You're a wedge, and you wedged your brother-in-law out of a free cartridge. Then he came and gave it to you, and then you yelled at him. And guess what? I'm not editing that out of the podcast. You've got anger issues, and I've got throwing up issues in front of my daughter.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Okay, you've been in radio a long time.
37 years.
Is it just unfucking? Is it unfucking heard of just to walk in a studio and then be audibly heard to disrupt whomever's broadcasting in said studio? I'm just asking. If I'm being too sensitive, then I'll back it down a notch and say, you know what? Maybe I'm strung up a little tight
now. It's unheard of.
But where I come from, that is absolutely fucking sacrilegious.
It's unheard of, but I think it would be hard for...
So I've been up since 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, sorry,
what the fuck, motherfucker?
I'm watching some catfishing, bitch.
I'm fucking talking, man.
Go ahead, man. Please tell me what you were saying.
What were we talking about?
About how, within broadcasting, you just don't walk into a studio.
Yeah, we know it's strange as fuck. There's not like an on-air light like right above your door. But whenever I come in, I always peek in to see if you're talking, whatever.
He goes, hey, what the fuck?
Well, normally when someone's delivering you, a weed or a cartridge-type product, it's a joyous thing. So I believe you would be happy to see him, and instead you would go, motherfucker, what the fuck?
I'm in the middle of broadcasting.
What were we doing, the podcast?
We had just started the podcast.
And you still did a great interview.
And then he comes in...
Bubba, you nailed it because you've
just
got
that. Because he's now too comfortable because I've allowed him so much act. Like, do you think somebody would do that to Howard? The fuck?
It's his brother. It's your brother-in-law.
You think Beth's brother would come jamming in on fucking Howard?
If Howard was living at his house, quite possibly.
Howard broadcasts from his own studio facilities.
I know, but I'm saying you're living at your brother-in-law's house and his facilities, so I'm sure you walk across.
I'm going to have to get a ruling from Tara on the deal. You know what Tara will do? Tara will fucking absolutely.
Yell at him?
Yes.
Oh, no. And he bought you a present.
I know.
With her money.
And she's going, she's so fucking rich. She's going to say, don't you ever go into fuckers.
You scared the shit out of him, though, Bubba. Can you send him a text and tell him it's okay? I love King Tut. He's so innocent.
I love him. Look at this. Oh, the chick to the right.
Who are these bitches?
I'd marry her in a minute.
Yeah, who are they? Why are you showing me this, pervert?
I went catfish noodling featuring Hannah Baron and Heather Lynn.
Okay, I'll go. Let's play the music.
What?
I'm not here to see the noodling shit. I don't like
catch catfish.
I don't like it. Nope. Editing it out. Bye.
Please don't.
I don't know.
This is important
to
me.
No, it's not. Well, you talk about it on the other shows. This has to be special Clemson's content.
Okay,
when we talk about our bonding and how I'm going to sell your paintings.
You don't have to cut it out. I just won't talk about it anymore. But you don't have to cut out just that little bit.
All right, you know what? You did good, though.
God, fuck, boy.
Hey, let's keep in touch. That's what I'm going to name the podcast. You kept saying it to Aaron. It's like a Jewish mom. It's just like, okay, you can't wrap up the phone call, Bubba. It's like, okay, we'll keep in touch, man.
You've ruined today's chemistry.
I have?
Yes, you've made me mad. I feel like you're bullying me.
Are you going to, will you send me roses?
No, fuck you. I'm not even going to give you your original.
Fuck you, I'm going to go work for Steel Toe Joe. I'm not your boy, Toy.